Ryan's view. Yeah, I have prostitutes. Ryan has homeless people. What did you have?
She has crack.
Oh, you also have crack and homeless people.
I live next to a mental hospital where they just release people constantly.
They're like, they're ready. Get out there.
Or, like, every other week I'm seeing someone being dragged in by the cops into the mental hospital. And I'm like, huh.
Just kicking and screaming.
Yeah, really, though. Like, you think I'm joking?
I'm just glad they're getting the help.
Or they're all out there, like, smoking. Because the door's, like, right there at the entrance of the alley. And they're all, like, out there smoking in their, like, scrub outfits.
Oh, they're just, like, chain-smoking. Yeah. All these fucking crazies. All right, on that note, welcome back. 20%.
I belong on Broadway.
What up?
All right, Seattle's coolest podcast, and we have a very consistent recording schedule.
We know what we're doing.
We're punishing them.
Little PSA for y'all. I didn't go to work today.
Wow.
And you know what? It's because everyone should hear this. Your job doesn't care about you.
You got fired. Laid off.
No. Oh. I just didn't show up.
He beat them to the punch. Yeah.
It's just I woke up and I was like, no. So and everyone's always like, I can't do this because I gotta work, or I gotta, like, oh man, work will give me the time off. Or dude, fuck your job, dude. They don't care about you. They will replace you in a day, dude. Like, they don't care.
I know. Okay, well, you say that to me, and yeah, I do hate my job, and yeah, it is, like, hard for me to take time off because I'm broke. But that time that we, well, I shouldn't say. Oh, shit.
My sister.
No, talk about it.
Okay, so that time that I did have the family emergency, they did give me time off, and they were very chill about it, and they took me back with open arms. So.
Well, you did lie.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up.
I'm going to email this to your manager. They're going to know your sister, and that was the story of Vegas.
No, but my mom is definitely, like, looking into treatment. She hasn't found it yet, but she's looking into it.
Kind of like me in the gym.
Taking a gander.
But, yeah, I used to crave alcohol, and but just for nostalgia purposes, and then I would drink it, and then I would just, like, not feel that good. But now I've been, like, craving alcohol and then drinking it, and now I kind of feel great. Like, I'm going to start drinking.
You're really coming into 21 now.
I've been drinking a lot more, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Now, I'm only going to be proud of you when that becomes a problem, okay?
I won't listen.
You're not my friend unless you have a DUI, okay? That's how it goes.
But yeah, so you just, are you never going to show back up?
No, I'm going back tomorrow. I just needed a day. But told him I was taking my cat to the vet.
Nice.
Okay. So
at 7 a.m.
So they're firing people left and right, and you took a vacation, and then you came back to work for a day.
Yeah.
And then this morning you were like, nah, I just don't feel like it.
Honestly, you probably have sick time, though, that you
I don't. Damn.
That's good.
I don't think we get any, but... yeah, no, they're fucking, dude, they're being slime balls about it. Like, they're just, like, they won't acknowledge that they're firing people. And, like, when they're asked about it, they're, like, they act like it doesn't exist. And then, yeah, you just get ripped out. Like, there's a dude at work literally on the floor, and they call him, and it's, like, while he's working, and they're,
they
like...
They don't even tell him face-to-face?
No, and then they're, like, all right, yeah, you're done.
Holy shit.
Like, you just see people just dropping off. You're like, yo, where's so-and-so?
Damn, that's so sad.
Yeah, and then they, like, rearranged it, and there's, like, a new setup, and, like, it's just a shit show, and, like, someone walked out on Monday.
Dude, what's so funny about that is that you're at the Kent Shower Center where I graduated, but they just do hockey practice while you're working and while people are getting COVID vaccines.
Yeah. Well, that's how it was. And then the hockey season ended. But yeah, after you'd get your shot, you'd sit in the stands and, like, you just, like, watch hockey, I guess. Like, while there's, like, nurses watching if you, like, die. I don't know.
That's cool.
But yeah, hockey season's over now.
So, but as of today, 12-year-olds can get it.
Mm-hmm,
right.
Mm-hmm. And even with us, you know, sometimes 10-year-olds slip by.
I think that's so funny.
They got the juice.
Dude, they just, like, let 2 10-year-olds
well, no, because
get...
they don't have ID, so you can't even fucking check.
Yeah. I mean, who has an ID at that?
Right, exactly.
How are you checking?
But yeah. What kind of parent would do that at the same time?
Crazy,
like,
ones.
Fuckers.
This far left, right?
don't know.
Which is fine. I mean,
I don't know if it's, I don't know. I don't know if it has anything to do with left or right. I think they're just, I don't, I honestly don't know what the reason would be. Yeah. I don't feel right doing that shit.
People that love the vaccine. yeah.
We got the Johnson & Johnson now.
That's good.
That J&J special.
That's so weird. They're just like, you know what? Fuck this whole staff. We should just get a new one.
Yeah, but I found out it's over in like six or 7 weeks or so.
At least you got that much time. I mean,
yeah.
Well, maybe.
And then, but they're making more cuts by June 6th. The final cuts.
Oh, so it's so you'll
really
know
making
by
a good
then.
Last impression. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
You should call out more. Just like let them know like your time is valued.
It's just like for once, like I'm not worried about money or, and this job is temporary and I just don't give a shit. And I'm just trying to have a good summer. So the sooner they get rid of me, the better, honestly.
You're just trying to have a good white boy summer.
Yep.
At Golden Gardens in Seattle.
Lacey, your job seems pretty cool.
Yeah, you guys know the place.
Yeah, what? How's the staff there?
Any new...
So, dude, that pisses me off so much that they were just like, all right, so now we're starting up again. Let's not call anyone that we laid off. Let's just also get new staff. And they just hire these random people that probably do a shitty job.
It's only hosts and some kitchen people, though.
Yeah, but I was their top
like
expo.
Dishwashers. And can you blame them for getting rid of Gus? Like, I don't even care. Like,
hey,
fuck Gus.
Hey, he's a great dishwasher.
Dude, Gus hit me up randomly, and he was like,
what?
Hey, yo, bro, can you, this is just the way he talks. This is just my impression of him. Like, can you hit up people and see who's trying to buy a car right now? Because I got a car right now, and,
post it. Oh, my God. Paul was trying to sell a car to, what's his face, Robert, the other day, too. What in the world?
Is anyone at work,
You got any plugs?
Yeah. Are the drugs still running rampant?
They are still running rampant. Kitchen's been a little moody.
That's why
but
I applied there.
But that's all I'll say. I actually do get really pissed off some days, though, because, like, they'll forget my side. But then when I'm like, hey, you forgot my broccoli, they're like, go fuck yourself. And I'm like,
fuck you and your broccoli.
Yeah, I'll go tell table 10 then. Like, sorry.
Okay, sorry, they're coming down off a lot of stuff. Yeah. The broccoli just isn't on the priority list. But we'll get it right out to you.
This old white family is just like, oh, okay, no worries. Don't worry. We totally understand.
Or, like, gotta love Corinne, but the other night was one of the worst nights of my life where we were down two kitchen guys. And then she literally was saying while she was screaming at everyone that no one could talk in the alley, she's like, I have autism. I can't do this if you guys are talking. Or like you try to like walk past. Whoa. You would literally try to walk to the other side of the alley and she's like, nobody walk behind me. And I'm like, oh, so I'm supposed to go all the way around the restaurant. Sorry. All right.
So for context, Corinne is this cranky ass woman.
Middle-aged woman.
Who's worked at Red Lobster for way too fucking long, dude. And she hates her life. And she just doesn't fucking leave. Because I asked her before, I was like, why the fuck do you work here if you're this unhappy? And she's like, I'm saving up money to go to like Ireland or I don't even know where the fuck she thinks she's going.
Was it Germany for like the
dude?
Isn't she like providing?
Yeah, but she broke up with that dude. And now she dating another
and it's
dude
like,
overseas.
Bitch, you haven't traveled anywhere. You're still in the fucking alleyway.
The population of Seattle is 4 million. Why are you like going out where you're like, I'm going to find someone somewhere else for sure. Not here.
I think it's because British people are kind of cranky and she kind of cranky too.
I mean, low-key though, mesh. If I could find someone with an accent, that'd be pretty hot.
It's her kink.
I've been with some accents.
Oh, yeah. What was that Gabby girl? Didn't she have an accent?
No, shut up. She had a pristine. She was 18 and we did nothing. Okay. So that's very.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, you gotta get to science class.
Dude,
huh?
I just think, okay, so this is like exactly a year ago. This Tinder girl comes over and she has her friend in her car in our parking lot just waiting. And then she's in there for like, we sit down and her friend calls And she's like, hey, are you okay? Like, is there anything happening? Like, I'm like, you can go. Do you need
any condoms or snacks?
Need a water?
I just felt like Chris Hansen was going to walk in, so it just wasn't. Yeah.
Have a seat.
And it wasn't like a big age difference, but it just definitely felt like it for sure.
She was a juvenile.
She was, yeah. But
that show was so good. I used to watch The Catch a Predator all the time. And like, they'd like start crying.
And they have all those like cool, nerdy, like spy kids sound effects. Like, oh, yeah. Zooming cameras and like gadgets.
Oh, it was like in a spy movie, yeah.
She was like, I was just coming to tell her that it's wrong to talk to grown men online.
I was more of like a big brother type, you know, I was trying to like.
And he's like, your username in the chat room was sloppymeat69. He's like, yeah, I'm just looking out for her.
Loves to spooge 84.
But it was like freaky sometimes, because sometimes they would like find in their cars when they searched like duct tape and rope and like, dude, like they would murder, like they could have potentially been murdered.
They see, they were just there to talk. Oh god, you're making a big deal out of nothing. He drove 4 hours to talk to her.
That's so fucked up.
And would bring like Mike's hard lemonade. Like they just double whammy him.
You ever see the one? There's this one where like a Middle Eastern dude just like walked in the house naked.
Oh god.
I remember that one. Yeah, that was a big one.
And Chris's like, what are you doing?
He's like, we don't even have time for the introduction. It's like,
like what?
I feel like I do remember that.
Dude, what the fuck?
That's hard.
That's rough. What was that idea we came up with before we started recording? What the fuck were we talking about?
We were going to troll a predator?
Troll a fucking...
a rehab facility?
Yeah. You were talking about your mom and, like, rehab stuff. And then about how it's hard to find one that'll, like, provide meals and, like, a place to sleep for free. I was like, yeah, dude, if things get bad, like... Yeah, so file bankruptcy and head into rehab and pretend you're fucked up.
No, that's good.
Crazy.
Yeah.
We could just go to the mental hospital by my house.
Let's just do it.
Can you self-admit? Can I check out to go check on my cat?
Wait, can we self-admit?
Probably.
Can we do it for like 24 hours? That's so funny.
Anytime
fucked.
They try to ask you anything, oh, I'm crazy.
Yeah, if you're ever just like fed up with your life, file bankruptcy and just get poor. Just get really poor and give everything away and
really commit to the part.
Just go on a binge for like a week or, you know, like multiple decades if you want.
Yeah, don't be a pussy.
Find
about
a drug you love and just go for it.
Follow your heart, man.
And then you can either go to Tent City or you can go to a nice rehab facility that takes in people off the street. Where you'll find yourself on a waiting list, probably. And then you can, in the meantime, you can go stay at Tent City.
Mm-hmm.
It's a city.
Mm-hmm. Where is it at?
Where is it at? Is it, I don't know, it's at, all over Seattle.
Yeah.
Look anywhere you see tents.
There's one that they keep, like, tearing down every week, and then it gets rebuilt, like, the next day, and it's right under the bridge, like, in Everett, like, off of Evergreen to get on the... highway or I-5 north.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty big though, and I was driving by the other day and there's some funky characters out there. Is it working?
Yeah.
Yell Lacey.
Lacey!
Yeah.
That's Lacey, everybody. No, is it homeless people?
Wait.
This is completely unrelated. Love it.
Okay.
What if we started bringing back dance mobs? You guys remember those, like the flash dances?
Yeah. That's why, like,
wait, flash
some
mobs?
Flash dance mobs?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You would need a lot of people. Craigslist side.
Oh.
Where could we do that
how
at?
How does they coordinate that many people? I wonder.
Where could we do
where
that?
Where did they put out ads?
Oh, dude. This is so fucked up. Oh, dude, like, look up, like, in, like someone's funeral and like, do a flash mob at a funeral.
Dude, we could get the green. No, at our funerals, we need to do a flash mob. We know, we need.
Put your hands in the air. Use a true player.
I'm, like, laying there.
No, Lacey's hands up in the air. We're like chilling by her casket. We put ice in her coffin. I'm gonna call my crew. You gonna call your crew?
Flash mob funeral.
Okay.
These are hilarious ideas.
We should. So whatever. I never watched any of it. So what was bum fights? Was that like a guy? I don't know. I remember seeing like last week some article about like the guy that coordinated bum fights.
I don't know. I mean, literally, he just got homeless, strung out people to fight each other in a ring in someone's backyard. Like,
why can't we bring that back?
Does it have? I mean, isn't it technically illegal?
Bum fights creator Ryan McPherson. It was produced by Ryan McPherson with friends Zachary Bubik and Daniel Tanner and Michael Slimmon as In Decline Films. Contrary to this title, video does not depict homeless men actually fighting, but instead a compilation of street fights caught on tape and homeless men performing skits and stunts. So that's a lot more humane. Yeah,
I mean, I haven't looked it up really. But.
So actual bum fights was pretty humane, because that was like regular people fighting, and like the homeless people were just doing like circus tricks. But we should just actually do some bum fights, like get that going.
How would we?
Let's do prostitute mud fights.
Damn it, she's
brown fights. Is it? I got the janky cord.
Here, change courts real quick.
Testing.
You're good.
You don't want to change cords?
No, we're fine.
I could do it quick, no, like a fucking
fine.
Pit crew.
This cord.
We know what we're doing.
I could do it like a fucking pit crew.
No, we're doing it.
Yeah, we could literally do around the corner. Like, I was just going to like Kid Valley, which is a great burger place that they have. They have great garlic fries and shit. But there's just prostitutes walking all up and down. Like, I saw like literally a dozen right around the corner.
It's so fascinating to me still to like see it, because I grew up in a small town.
Yeah, I didn't have any prostitutes in Dillsburg either. It's like seeing a celebrity. Oh my god.
We should go see the prostitutes after this. We should go.
Yeah,
it's like the Northern Lights.
Yeah, there's a big
Taylor's
celeb.
Like, can you drop me off real quick for like a little bit? I just want to get some burgers.
What are they doing?
There's talking.
Hypothetically, how much would they charge? Like,
yeah. There's a guy at the bar my friend John always goes to, and he's friends with like this older guy, and he's like one of those guys that literally goes and drives down 99 and picks up hookers, and he always talks about it. Yeah,
jeez.
He always
talks,
he's flexing.
Yeah, got some strange. Yep, they were all over me, dude. I was itching so bad after. Nice.
Dap him up.
She had
Man, she had a great smile.
Yeah, we talked about her four kids, and she's planning on getting one out of the foster care.
So we just split a bottle of Orajel and called her a night.
Her level is
again.
That was, well, it's good now.
Is it
yours, Lacey?
Me testing.
Talk. Okay.
Testing.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think you just need to talk louder.
Oh.
You need. You need to get assertive, like you've been drinking a little bit.
Yeah, we need 10 drink Lacey.
She's like, I'll kick your ass. Yeah, no, literally. I was like on mushrooms trying to run away, and you, when you grabbed me by my ear, Lacey, I was like, I have never felt that much pain in my ear.
Well,
but
you
you had a grip. It was
that was a wild night.
I actually was trying to escape, and I just could not. I honestly could not. But
yeah, she can keep up. Like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, that was a weird night. I didn't want to go back there.
You were just like in the bathroom, like having a mental breakdown.
We can go to Chicago right now.
No, you're like the train station's right, like 2 in the morning, just shroomed out. I don't know, man. I just.
I'm just thinking about some weird stuff, dude. Yeah. I don't know.
I have a funny story. So when I was coming back from Phoenix.
Okay. Yeah. So you went to Arizona for like 4 days.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was hella fun. We had a couple oopsies. Like at the Airbnb, there was like this plastic storage chest, like a 110-gallon chest with like a lock on it.
Okay.
And we were playing with a football, and it flew over the wall into the other neighbor's yard. And one of the kids, like, hopped the wall into the yard, grabbed the football, and came back. But when he jumped over, he landed on the storage chest and just smashed it, dude. He fell right through it. Oh, so I had to message the Airbnb guy. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry. We're not usually like this. So that was, like, $140 or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so we had a return flight hella early, okay? 7:20, the flight left. So, you know, like on a good day, get there at like 6, you know. We woke up to a trashed house at like 6:30, and we're like, oh, fuck. This is
not going
to
make it at all.
Yeah, we're like, dude, we're so fucked.
Yeah.
And then some of the guys went with, had a buddy out there that was like, I'll drive you guys, but we weren't all going to fit in his car. So two of the kids Ubered to the airport while we, like, were cleaning and, like, getting our shit together. Okay, we get there, and, like, the clock's really ticking, and we're, like, chugging through. And
I hate that. When you're, like, rushing so
hard.
Dude,
in this airport, dude, okay.
the Phoenix airport?
Bro, that is a fucking maze, bro. It is huge.
Is it big?
Yeah, it's big. I had to take a fucking train from
Wait, like, the size of it? Would you say it's grand?
Grand. Dumb. Anyway, one of us missed the flight.
Was it you?
No, it wasn't me. No, okay, so the one guy, everyone had, like, the boarding passes on their phone that you could just, like, scan or whatever when you're boarding, but me and one other guy had to go to the kiosk and print that shit out. And the kid I was with, Tristan, he, like... Okay, he's hard to explain, but he's a man of very few words, and he moves even slower. Like,
okay.
He's so slow.
Was he the one that missed the flight?
Yeah.
Okay.
He, like, couldn't pull up his ticket, and then, like, he had a huge bag he had to check. And, like, there was, like, 10 minutes left before, like, it left. And I was like, bro, like, I don't know what to do with you. Like, I printed out my ticket, and I'm, like, standing there in the airport. I'm like, dude, I gotta go. Like, I don't know how to help you. Like,
and, like, was he, like, on Xanax or what?
No, he's just, I don't know.
Okay.
And he's like, yeah, I guess just go. Like, and I didn't know the protocol. Me and my other friend Zach, we were just like, do we stay? Like, do we go? Like, and also, Tristan doesn't have any money. No. And we were just, I was like really worried. I was like, fuck, dude, like, he's going to be stuck. But me and another friend just like split a ticket for him for a later flight.
Ah, shit. Well,
yeah, I was like, what's the protocol? Like, do we?
That seems very well thought out. So.
Yeah, he got home like 8 hours later, but it's just funny. It's just only one of us missed the flight.
Yeah, it's so
and
fucked
we all
up.
Went there together.
That's fucked.
Dude, oh. Dude, no, okay, I went flight there, dude. Okay, I was next to this bitch. Okay, she had to have been on 700-pound life, dude, or something, whatever that show is.
Yeah.
Dude, she gobbled up my armrest, bro.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, like, I was, like, looking at her phone, like, and she's just, like, this middle-aged woman, like, posting on Facebook, like, going to Phoenix, don't know what I'm going to get into, and I'm like, probably Cheetos.
Like, fuck.
And then, like, I saw her texting, so I know it's fucked, I shouldn't be watching her phone, but she was, like, texting this person, she's like, yeah, I'm staying in the mobile home.
Oh, I'm my like, gosh.
I don't know what to going to Phoenix.
I want a nice life. I just, you know, I want to have fun. And I don't want to stay in mobile homes. I don't want.
Why not?
And I want to stay on. I don't want to post on Facebook and stay in mobile homes.
No, she didn't post that on.
Posted statuses.
No, and I saw her like thinking, like she was like, "Go in Phoenix, dot dot dot," and then like she like, and then she's like
staring at the ceiling, like really pondering.
Oh man, I wanted to talk to her, but I was like, I feel like I don't want to know.
Fuck.
And Phoenix got like fucking scorpions and like fucking dingoes.
Yeah, so what are dingoes?
Dude, wild dogs.
So they catch babies. So
they steal your baby.
Are
no,
they
I
like coyotes?
I was driving
what?
And I had to like stop real quick because I thought they were two dogs. They just ran out in the street and they dodged like four cars and were all like screaming, like, "Oh, the dogs!" And the kid in the car is like, "Oh, those are just the dingoes."
What?
I'm like, holy shit, it's the Wild West out here.
That's so weird.
Man,
I didn't know that.
Dingoes.
There's just giant animals out running. Chupacabras.
Yeah.
Arizona's just...
And dude, I didn't have to wear a mask one time anywhere. I didn't wear a mask the whole time.
That's cool.
Felt fucking nice.
Free.
Sometimes you got looks, but you know what? I'm juiced up. I'm done with your games. Putting it to the test. Are you going to be one of those people that wears a mask like after this? Like...
I don't know. I don't like the dirty looks. I don't like making like the super left people. Like I'm dead fucking center, right in the middle. I literally don't care. But I also don't like getting the dirty looks from the super left people that are like, you shut
those
down.
People can eat my fucking asshole.
But
dude.
Like certain businesses, like you do have to.
Yeah,
like,
and that's fine. But none of them. The only one that I had to was I think it was. Raisin Cane's. I ate at Raisin Cane's.
Oh, I love Raisin Cane's.
Dude, I had Whataburger. I had Whataburger. I had Culver's. I had Raisin Cane's.
I've never heard of Culver's.
Culver's is slamming.
What
bro.
Is that?
It's like another burger, seafood. Like it's okay. Like a fast service.
They but I've tried Whataburger though.
Whataburger is okay. Raisin Cane's, man, that shit was good.
Yeah.
It's like, what are you gonna get? Tendies, or tendies, dude?
Yeah.
It's your dream.
I know.
I like the spicy tendies.
Yeah. Shit's banging.
That's fire. Did you watch his pod or the founder of that on Theo Von?
I watched some clips. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But he started it from like ground up, like, and but he started in like before all that he went to Alaska and did like the fishing thing, but I guess a lot of people from like out here go and do it. But it is a lot of money. But
you know.
One
of the kids I went with on vacation with, his brother came with us, and he's 19, but he got an offer to go work on a fishing boat in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to go do that. And I was like, yo, that's badass. That's a lot of money, too.
It is a lot of money. You are working your ass off, though. Like,
yeah.
You do not have a life, and it is not fun.
What do people do in Alaska?
It's a lot of, like, the ratio of men to women is, like 7 to 3.
So it's a sausage fest?
It is a sausage fest. But it's like it's mostly like middle-aged old white dudes that don't like people, probably.
And that's the state.
I want to find a husband in Alaska.
Like that's like isn't that where they don't get any, like any sun for like fucking like
yeah. I think they do get sun for a long time and then they don't get sun for a
long
time.
Yeah, it's like but it's something crazy like 100 days or something.
But that's like way up like North Alaska, I think.
I don't care how weird that would be.
Yeah, but if you're in like Juneau or something like south like cuz you can get to, like, southern Alaska from, like... Because Canada doesn't really, like, have a border to the ocean, I don't think. Because Alaska just comes all the way down with islands and stuff. But it'd be cool to go to, like, one of the southern Alaskan islands. I've never heard of that.
I would go in the summer when it's, like, light out the whole time.
Yeah.
But it gets fucking, like, hella cold.
Yeah, fuck that. I like fucking... I don't know. I've lived in California in the winter, and it was so nice not having to deal with any cold at all. But in the summer, I'm sure it's like balls, like shitty.
Yeah.
There's a town in Alaska that just has like one huge apartment.
Damn
building
it.
That the entire town lives in.
Have you seen that?
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah.
That's like a thing.
I saw that on TikTok. It's like the whole town lives in one building.
It's
yeah.
Like they have it's like a little city, but just
It's pretty cool.
They have a store and everything. That's
mm-hmm.
cool.
But that would get old.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it would get old.
Well, I heard people, like, because this girl was, like, doing an interview, and they're like, how do you, like, find someone to date. Like, mm-hmm. you know everyone in your building. Like,
and then no,
like,
they have an orgy in the conference room.
Yeah, and then like. What if it goes sour and then you live down the hall from your ex and you're bringing the new person over and then it's weird.
I stole your Amazon package. Go fuck yourself, Karen.
It's like you're signing your lease and like on the lease it says no catching feelings. Like, all, like there's no rules. It's like it's all free game. Like,
Oh yeah, and then like I was buying beer at a gas station at like 1 a.m. and this like strung out cashier was like going on this rant about the coronavirus to me. He was like, what they don't understand, man, they don't understand is the heat out here, it's different, it kills the virus, it didn't even exist. And I'm like, yeah.
Okay, gas station employee.
What you don't understand. I was like, yeah, dude, yeah, for sure.
That's
dude.
What they've been telling themselves is the heat kills the virus.
It's different out here. You know, Phoenix is so nice, dude. That place got everyone's got fucking money, dude.
Did you guys go to bars or clubs? Well, I mean, you couldn't, but I mean, did you really. Go by yourself at all?
No, not really.
No.
Just chilling. But yeah, dude, it's so nice. There's no homeless people, really. All the, just beautiful Spanish architecture and fucking huge ass mountains and fucking.
That's cool.
It was really nice. And palm trees, bro. Oh, man.
Yeah, I miss palm trees.
Like, fuck California, dude. Go to Phoenix.
Let's go to Phoenix.
Your mic didn't pick any.
They
of that
are.
Up. Rephrase.
Well,
it.
I'll ask it again.
Okay, ask your question.
Are palm trees the same as coconut trees, or do coconuts grow on palm
louder,
trees?
Louder.
I mean, it's still there.
Wait,
louder,
did I get
I see.
It?
Palm coconuts? No.
Yeah, they
no
are
way.
The same. Yeah,
no, they
are.
Don't.
Yeah, they are. Because
no,
I,
they're not.
I dated a Dominican girl that told me the difference.
Shut
because
up.
There is.
You
just palm trees with no coconuts on them, and those are just like duds, basically.
Wait, so are they not? Wait, I don't want to sound.
They are
dumb.
The same tree, but I don't think so.
I don't want to sound dumb, but aren't there coconut trees?
Coconut trees are palm trees, but some coconut trees are palm trees, but some palm trees don't have coconuts. Get that through. That makes sense, and that's a fact.
Wait, okay.
On
okay.
period. No printer.
Okay, so let me get this straight. There are palm trees. Some don't have coconuts. Some do have coconuts. And then there's also coconut trees, or the coconut trees are the palm
there
trees?
They are the palm trees.
Honestly, this is starting to sound raunchy.
That palm tree has no coconut. She's a bare-chested bitch.
Okay, so coconut trees aren't a thing. I'm dumb.
I mean, coconut tree are palm tree. Yeah.
I after this conversation, I'm still not any closer to understanding the answer.
How are you not? No. There are no such thing as coconut trees because coconut trees are palm trees. So it cancels itself out. It's like
so
double
there's
negative.
Coconuts all over California.
Sometimes, but to be honest with you, most of the palm trees are palm trees that have been shipped from tropical places.
So when you sound like an idiot, you're like, whoa, look at that coconut tree.
And they're like, yeah, dude. Like, would they agree with you or they call you out?
Yeah, they'd be like, that's a fucking palm tree.
I don't think they would. No. Depends on how nice the person is. <It's> like, we're getting into a lot of Venn diagrams here. The fuck's up with the vegetation here?
It's all out of whack.
From Arizona, like, I don't know. I just like it up in the Pacific Northwest because there's so many fucking trees. And, like, when I lived in San Diego or, like, just, like, the desert or when we went to Vegas or Arizona, there's not much vegetation. It's just, like,
it's really very brown.
Like, flat, right?
Yeah.
And, but I love how green and, like, lush it is here. Like, on my way to work, I drive past, like, North Lake Union. And it's just green, like so much fucking.
Yeah,
green.
When I was flying in, I was like, holy shit, like there's a lot of fucking trees going on here.
Yeah.
It was funny on the flight out, my friend Zach sat next to this lady and he kept like pointing out like every mountain formation. He was like, oh, dude, that's the Grand Canyon. And she would chime in like, no, it's not. And then like 5 minutes later, he'd be like, okay, but dude, that's the Grand Canyon. And she's like, no, it's not. Like, and he's like, yeah, it is. Like, just trying to argue. Just,
I don't know.
Just saving every mountain's the Grand Canyon.
Just like every 20 minutes. That's cool.
It was funny. All right, fuck it. Maybe we should try a different chord.
Damn it.
For Lacey?
Wait. Yeah, try again, Lacey.
Testing, testing.
It's there now.
Is it there
just,
for me?
Do I just like hold it anytime I talk?
There it is. Yeah.
Man.
We could just change it really quick.
Pit boss.
We got another like
go,
half
go, go,
hour.
Go, go.
But
go,
is this one any better?
Go. Yeah, I think so. What, you claim that all the long ones are good.
No, no, I said the short ones are good.
Oh wait, yeah. So
are
I'm
throwing
know.
This one out.
So no guarantee.
Okay, commercial break. This commercial is brought to you by Titty Lotion. It is CBD lotion. You can put all over your body. It makes you feel good, kind of. I've gotten mixed reviews about it. But, I mean, they're the real deal, and we are really happy they're a part of this team because we are thriving, and they're thriving because of us. So, yeah, head over to tittylotion.com. Use the code 20% for 25% off. We're almost plugged back in. Lacey, are you back?
Am I back?
And we're back, folks.
That's am like I a, back?
Shut up.
Testing, testing.
We're back.
Woo, woo, woo.
That was actually good because that gave me time to do
that. That was
ad.
A good like separate clip that you added into the episode. It's great.
What do you mean?
That like we definitely recorded that commercial at a different time, and then you just edited it in.
Yeah, it sounds like I did something. Yeah.
Because we know how to edit, and yeah. We know exactly what we're doing with all of this equipment that we've had for a year. And we are definitely not in need of an IT person that knows how to work this equipment.
I am IT.
Yeah, please give us a call. We need help.
Internships.
Yeah.
Yeah. Intern at the 20%. You will get free weed. Great references. I will. Yeah,
I'm a pharmacist.
We'll pretend to be whoever you want. Like,
no, seriously, if you're listening, come work for us, man. Just email us, the20pod@gmail.com.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? I would honestly, like, give you money. Like,
I would pay you.
Hey, boss, I've been working here for a couple weeks now, and I haven't received anything. So, well, I've just been really poor lately.
We will pay you in Dogecoin.
Yeah.
I would pay.
We'll pay them in the Lindsay Lohan coin.
The NFT.
Yeah, the NFT.
What if someone says send us an email? That'd be funny.
No, we'll pay you. We'll chip in. I'll pay $100.
We'll chip in.
$100 a month.
No, we should get some fucking kid in like high school to fucking.
That doesn't know what he's doing, so we're just wasting our money paying someone.
No, like there's some smart kids in high school that's like, you know, fucking. You know, learning about like a film class or some stupid shit like that he's not going to be successful at. He can come help us.
Qualifications: you must come from a broken home. You must have a drug problem.
You must laugh at my jokes, even if they're not funny.
Oh, and you have to be white. I'm just kidding.
You don't even finish this, the breath. You're just, and you have to be white. Just kidding.
No, it's for IT equipment, audio,
so preferably
and visual.
Asian.
So Middle Eastern, Indian, or Asian, hit us up. 20pod. The20pod@gmail.
The20pod@gmail.com. Yeah.
Okay.
We've given this more of an advertisement than titty lotion.
I gave him an ad.
Please help us. Our quality is so garbage.
I'm like kind of bummed that no one's interrupted this podcast yet by coming in.
Well, it's our new studio. We're in the
it's
new
cool.
Studio.
Yeah, so we're in my house.
No.
You're in my house now. Yeah, we're up top. We're on my roof. It's pretty cool.
The new recording location.
The echo. I wonder how that'll be on this episode.
Yeah, if this sounds terrible, we have no idea that it does.
Sorry, guys. We just have really luxurious tall ceilings in our studio. So sorry about the audio.
We have a fully functional kitchen with a backsplash.
Yeah, if you want to come party it up in Shoreline, North Seattle, at my apartment. The max capacity is 4. So
you better be an IT guy.
Yeah.
Wait, but honestly, I do want to like have drinks and hang out on your roof soon.
Yeah, we should. No, we should honestly like go to Safeway real quick and have a fire.
Just vibe out.
Yeah.
I'm down.
All right, I'm down. Okay. I work at 5 a.m., but.
I have to get up early too, but.
I have to work at 7.
Yeah. I'm not a bitch.
Yeah, no one cares, yeah.
We should have a beer. Mm. Or you guys come over this fucking weekend. I don't care. I don't care. Fuck you guys. Get out.
No.
Actually, yeah, get out.
I gotta go.
Actually, this is my studio now, so you get out.
I'm making a statement, folks. We're being transparent. What episode was that? We need to find that.
Wait, which one?
When you and I broke up. It was that episode.
Did it air?
Yes, because people were text like people listen, and I'm
like
surprised.
Two Yuri episodes ago.
And they'll ask me if you guys are okay.
No, let's do this. No, I don't care if they're listening. Let's air our beef.
And I'm like, I gotta go to Everett. I gotta leave.
Cyrus took my TV.
It's just us yelling at each other.
And Yuri's like, so it was Cyrus's TV? And you're like, yeah, but like, the, our lease that he's not on isn't done yet.
I had like zero argument.
Like, you guys aren't hearing me here.
Me. That's my thing. I'll just double down no matter what, dude.
Yeah, dude, the morning after that, like, so wait, after the episode, like, you kept yelling, and then the next, and then like, I awkwardly left, and then the next day, you were like, I don't even know, like, what, or I was like, I think it was like, are you good or something like that?
Oh, no, you sent me a paragraph. I texted you, and yeah. I was like, you didn't have to make a statement like that.
Yeah. And then in the morning, I was like, you were like, I know.
Oh, yeah,
I was
like, yeah, you didn't have to make a statement. Like, screw you. I'm going to do me. You do you. Yeah. I was like, and then you're just like, what? And I go, yeah. Yeah. Like, I woke up with like zero like memory of like what I yelled about, or like, I don't even remember what I was mad about. And I just was like, Yeah. That's how I want it.
You slam two tall boys and you're just pissed.
You're fucking pissed.
That was it. Yeah.
No, it's not the alcohol.
That was just weird, dude. I rarely get angry when I'm drunk, and I was like just flying off the handle at this poor kid.
It was great.
Even here, he's like, well, I'm going to go get some more Taco Bell.
So funny.
But that's the thing. You don't hear people beef on podcasts.
If you're not, like, dysfunctional, what are you doing with your life? Like, you need to. No, I think that was needed. We need to air out dirty laundry.
I'm going to tell that to my mom next time she's, like, concerned about my well-being. I'm like,
yeah.
If you're not dysfunctional, what are you doing with your life?
Exactly, yeah.
You're boring.
No, you need to show your garbage up front publicly to the world. Mm-hmm. And then you need to publish it on a platform. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything really negative that happened to you, you need to air it out on online.
I fully believe in that.
Over the internet to strangers.
Mm-hmm.
And old coworkers, shout out to Red Lobster. Yeah. I've supplied mushrooms to two employees as of this week.
Good. Well, I mean, some people take vitamins and other people.
Like, originally, one of the employees, or a couple of the employees, supplied me, so I'm just returning the favor. Circle of life. Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like it'd be so cool if you guys came back one day a week.
Honestly, I said, with my job ending, like, have some kind of cash before I start going away for the summer.
I wonder if we can both come back at the same time and we could just troll the fuck out of it, though. Like, that's all I want to do.
I feel like I would get roped into this, and that's, like, my main source of income.
No, you wouldn't get roped into it.
Whatever, they'd be like, aren't those guys your friends? I'm like, we just have a podcast. We're hardly friends.
Yeah.
Like, I guess we hang out sometimes. Man. I've been watching this raccoon, decay for the last 3 weeks.
In your alley?
No, on my exit on the freeway.
Okay.
And it never got moved off and it never got eaten. So I've literally seen it slowly decay. And I was pretty impressed by like how solid it stayed for a good week or two.
That carcass
but
was
she's
a trooper.
Kinda, like she's like,
wait, what's
decompressing?
She's been
a raccoon.
It's on the side of the freeway.
On my exit. So I see it every day.
Ew.
And every day I'm like, how's she doing?
She
Is she getting better?
That, no, dude, that carcass is a soldier. Like,
it is. It's still fucking there. We could go so see it right foul. Now.
Whoever's job that is, bro.
They're dude. Slacking.
No, wait, who adopted that highway? What is that? What does that mean when you adopt a highway?
We talked about that the other week.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Do you have to pick up the roadkill if you adopt a highway?
Like, why would you adopt a highway? I don't get
I just
it.
Remember
just so
some,
name it,
or? I just remember like some old Seinfeld episode where Kramer adopted one, and then he was like, like the premise of the episode was like him like running in the freeway just to keep it clean. So like every time someone littered, he would just like pick it up, just like, like dangerously on the side of the freeway. It's like, oh, this is mine now. Like, we should do that.
Is it expensive?
We just have to go clean a highway on our day off.
Yeah, we just
sounds so fun.
We should just go hang out on the side of the freeway.
Isn't that illegal?
And not if, you know, if you adopt it.
Yeah, this is actually
this is our. We set up a toll on I-5.
This is my land.
We adopted this highway and we're going to make our money back.
We just try to like slash people's, take people's tires out. We were trespassing.
Yeah.
I don't know this guy.
Pay the toll. It's like an outrageous amount, $20.
Per axle.
Yeah. Per person in the vehicle. Oh, the fairies can charge that much, but we can't. What was the point of this adoption?
I gotta fine you for that timing belt.
Fine you for the timing.
Yeah, it's really old. I need to get that fit.
Yeah, pop the hood.
I'm not a cop. I just own this freeway. So.
Okay. So.
This guy gets a complex about how he owns a freeway. You're in my freeway now.
Wait, I do have this, like, so I have this neighbor, and anytime I'm outside, he, like, stops, and he has started coming without his dog, but before he would have this dog, and his dog would, like, come, and, like, him and Plato would sniff each other, and then this guy would, like, sit there and just like talk for 15 minutes and then you're just like yeah, whoa. Literally. But the other day he's like, you better get your tires changed because the police will fine you $500 if they see that they're that bald. And I'm like, why the fuck would they do that? And why are you examining my tires? Like,
he's looking out for you.
Literally though, it's so much. Like,
what cop?
Jen would get so upset every time he would like show up, and she's like, I don't even know what he's talking about half the time.
Wait, just some rando dude.
He'll just, and then yeah, it's gotten to the point where before it was just because like his dog wanted to smell the dog, but now like he won't even have the dog, but he'll like come up to the fence and like rest on it, and I'm just like outside trying to like read my book or like drink my wine.
Like, you're in some,
and he's like
oh,
why don't you have some friends over? Why are you drinking by yourself? And I'm like, because I just like being by myself.
Like, it's like you look a little lonely.
Yeah.
I really like being invited places.
Oh, insane. My gosh. It's too much.
Your alley's funny.
He's like, he'll just come up. He's like, yeah, so work's crazy right now. And then he just like always is telling me about his job.
What's he
and I'm
do?
Like, he does something for restaurants. He like puts in like, I think like
HVAC or something.
He does something for kitchens for restaurants. He installs some type of kitchenware. But I don't know. I just know he's just always showing up. Talking
like
my ear off.
We need to bring him on.
And like he'll like, yeah, so he'll like show up and he'll like lean against my gate and be like, Plato, and he'll be like whistling in the house to like call Plato out. And I'm like, yeah.
Is he strung out at all, or is he
no?
Just,
he's like
just a lonely.
He's
dude?
Just like not there mentally. Well, he has a wife. That's the thing. And sometimes his wife will like walk by, and sometimes she'll let the dog come sniff. But she doesn't like linger. He'll stand there forever, like and just talk and talk. And like the neighbors will come down sometimes to like rescue me or like.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, it's just it's kind of creepy sometimes though. Yeah.
Plato, he's just calling.
He is. Call. He does. I'll take that. A video of him next time. Because anytime I'm sitting out there.
I hate that so much.
There's or sometimes like, he'll like stop his truck and he'll be like yelling out his window at me. And I'm like, okay.
So
or I'll see him drive by and I'll like get up and go inside. Because I know he's going to walk down. Which sounds so mean. But
that's nice. Good community over there.
It's, yeah, I work with nothing but like middle. Well, there's like cool Mexicans, and then there's like middle-aged white dudes that do nothing but talk, and it's just like so like you just need to get rescued, but there's no one rescuing you, so you just
that's
like,
when you just need to be like, okay, I don't want to be in this conversation.
Yeah, like, I just
back
like,
when I was your like age.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I hate small talk. I hate it.
It's good to have a podcast, though. No, this is real talk.
Real, you need this.
I don't, yeah, is someone just trying to talk at your arm? I don't do small talk. I just do real talk. Sorry, I can't. I need real talk right now.
Shut up. No, what I mean is just like okay, someone comes up to you. You're like at work or whatever. And they're like, oh, hey, how are you? And then they keep walking. It's like, that was not needed. Mm-hmm. Because what if I was having a bad day? You don't care. You're not gonna hear.
That's literally me.
It's just like
that's how they are in like Asian countries with like a mass, like big population. Like people are just like a nuisance, basically. Like you do not socialize, like, or you do not want to.
Well, that's kind of how New York is. What I've like noticed when I was
like
York.
Pushing people out of the way.
Yeah, like I would like bump someone because. You know, it's a tight street and everyone's walking and back. Oh, sorry. And they're like halfway up the block and don't even look back at you. Like,
yeah.
Like,
big city, big business.
Yeah. Everyone's doing their own thing.
I want to be in a big city.
Let's go.
Just moving fast and just fucking shuffling.
Where you don't have to say, excuse me.
Fucking bustling. Fucking. And everyone's just fucking coked out and just fucking.
Could
crap.
We live? Okay. Say this was like our. This would be a pretty big studio, but say this was like our studio in New York. You think we can make it work, all three of us?
Do you think we could?
Something this size?
Do you guys think we could?
I think so.
Do you think, like, at the end of your lease, when's your new release?
January.
I'm on month to month, so.
On month to month? You should move in with Lacey for, like, till the end of this lease, and we should go to New York and get a studio.
Wait, that's a whole year from now.
Well, yeah, he just moved in.
But guys.
That's a long year and ever.
Lots gonna happen.
But if we all do a studio, I could pay two rents.
No. No, because you're gonna be miserable if you're poor.
I just got a new credit card.
Oh, dude, the weirdest thing happened. I went on to check my credit card, and I've always kept it at like, it only has like a $400 limit. Mm. Dude, they just upped my limit. I didn't even ask to $4,000.
Get
That's
it.
Cool. No,
you're like, I can't be trusted.
I know me.
That's cool. Half as much as mine. That's cool.
I don't understand why. Now I'm going to buy dumb shit. And it's their fault.
Well, yeah. How much do you usually spend on it? Like, do you pay it off every month?
Or yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's the way to do it. Yeah. Now I'm just trying to save for a new car.
Did you have a car?
Oh, it's a great car.
It's still running.
Yeah, it's gonna die.
If you can,
day.
How
and
about we?
I've been saying that since I got it 3 years ago, but still,
that's what I mean.
How about we move when the Ford breaks down? Because you're not gonna need a car in New York, so don't buy a new
that's
car.
True. We should just like till my car dies.
Watch this bitch last another 5 years. We're cutting the timing belt ourselves.
We going to New York still?
No, she's still running. I use a screwdriver to get her going, but she's running.
Literally. He had to shatter a window so he can crawl through at least one window. No, he has to go through the back and scurry over all the seats.
No, so we got to get to the driver's seat through the exhaust pipe. It's like a Santa Claus style.
Your
it's
car is
fine.
So fucking backwards, dude.
So the driver's seat only opens from the outside, so you got to roll down the window. And then the passenger seat doesn't open at all, so you got to crawl over through the window or over the driver's seat, which is the easiest. And then the child locks are stuck on both the back doors. So you got to roll down the windows to get out. But
that's so fucked up.
What's wrong? You can get in and out easy.
There's so many funny memories in that car. Like when we got rid of that mattress.
The mattress and the couch.
Just shoved it out of a back of the Explorer.
Getting rid of shit out of that apartment was so funny. So we just drove to a park, and then we took out the mattress and just like walked as far as we could. Not at all as far as we could. Just
literally just right at the entrance of the park, just like threw a mattress there, and then launched a couch onto a street out of a moving car.
It was just like, in like a cul-de-sac with like a bunch
just
of
just going around to turn to like someone's gonna fucking wreck on that. Dude, you imagine you're just driving at night, you just fucking run over a couch.
What was it? Was it like a cow or something? Or like a moose? I don't know.
You're like, no, it's all leather.
But it's like sad because I feel like homeless people are gonna get the blame. Like someone will be like, fucking homeless people. Yeah. Just drag their trash everywhere.
Stupid homeless people.
Throwing their couches everywhere.
I actually was laughing to myself the other day because I was driving next to an Amazon van and I was thinking about you driving with your door open at the same time.
Or just like running over
packages.
A curb.
Yeah, well, dude, I don't know. The UPS trucks don't even have a thing. So I was like, why don't we do it? And like, yeah, sometimes when I take a turn, packages will just fall out the door.
You did have to test for weed too, right?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. Dude, so, like, Amazon Pay shit.
Well, I mean, they paid me, I think it was 19.
Oh, that's
okay. Bad.
But they pay you bi-weekly?
Weekly. Oh, wait, no, it was bi-weekly.
Okay.
I get paid weekly now.
Yeah. That's got to be nice.
Weekly checks?
Yeah. That's the only thing I miss about Red Lobster, and not the fact that you don't have to try at all. So. Yeah.
Honestly, I've been doing pretty good financially, being back at the old tank full time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all doing good.
Bought a new TV.
Things are
55
nice.
Inch.
I'm glad I could help.
Yeah. I had to like wait there in the Walmart parking lot. Like she was not gonna fit. And this Walmart guy was like staring at me. It was like this old man and he had like long hair but like bald on the top and he was like judging me and I'm like, piss off, Joe. Like, like, I'll figure it out. And I'm like, Cyrus, help, my TV's too big.
Like, I just got back here from Everett and I was like chilling here like, by the fire. And Lacey called me. I was like, And then I still had a bunch of stuff from my old place in my car. But
it's okay. I figured it out. I'm sorry if I interrupted your hammock fire time.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, she's nice.
Starving.
Closing thoughts.
Glasses.
Closing thoughts. Are we at the end?
Pretty much.
I guess. What was there was something in the news.
That really helps.
There was
there's
dead
always
air.
Something
there
in the
news.
There
was dead air in the news. I don't know. But anyway, Dick's Burgers in Seattle is doing an India. If you go to Dick's Burgers, you can round up your order and they'll give money to India. Because India is having a hard time. So I think.
Oh, that's right. We're going over there. Live from the rubble.
Dude, the exchange rate is pretty dope.
No, that was Israel or Palestine that we were going
to
go for the rubble.
Why are we getting
India's
money
got
to
the COVID.
People.
Oh, that's right. They're like, yeah, they're dying over there.
They don't have oxygen.
I need air.
That's fucked.
Yeah, dude, it sucks over there. You can't even breathe over there.
Oh, you're just fucking sick, bro. Like.
Awful.
Ugh, I'm hungover. Yeah, get some Tylenol in me.
Okay. Make sure you shake the pill bottle. Pretend it's other pills. Xanax.
I gotta take my Adderall.
Yeah, wait, so you said you lost money last night at the casino?
Yeah. Only like $50, okay. But I don't usually like to lose money. But it was still fun.
That's cool.
Yeah. We go to the casino.
Nice. Well, I wanna call Red Lobster. I want my job back. Hey, guys, I'm here for my job back.
Do it, because Lily's about to go on leave.
Who the fuck's Lily?
Give her birth to her kid and she keeps calling out. So they really do need a weekend AC. Or whatever they're called. Expo. Wait,
is it AC?
What's AC?
We used to call it AC.
Air conditioning?
What is that? Yeah, what does that stand for?
I don't remember.
After Christ.
Yeah.
I have an after Christ shift for from 4 to 10. I don't know.
Oh.
You guys want to go look at prostitutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go. We got to go see some prostitutes.
If they offer me a good rate, I'm not saying that I'm not going to cap on it.
No, exactly. I mean.
Can I use the hammock?
No cap. You can use the hammock. No cap. All facts, no printer. All right.
All facts, no printer. The fuck? That's a funny name. All facts, no printer.
I think it's like a TikTok thing.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm not on TikTok.
Me either.
Yeah.
They're stealing your
he's
data.
He's a child.
I'm Gen Z.
Is he?
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
He's just a baby.
Baby, little fetus.
I'm 45. I have gray hair.
Do you?
Yeah. No, he has chest hair.
He does.
I have gray chest hair. Yeah.
You should dye your chest hair.
Please.
Dye it gray.
Yeah. Blue.
Blue chest hair.
Yeah, yeah, and then you wear your wife beater everywhere.
I'm liberal, but I'm manly.
Oh, shit. All right, well.
Brought to you by Black and Mild.
Kmart, Titty Lotion.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
JCPenney.
JCPenney isn't even called JCPenney anymore.
What's it called?
They got bought out, and now they're called Old Copper Company.
Wait.
Oh.
Did you guys ever hear Macy's be called the Bon Marché?
What? One more time?
I think it used to be called the Bon Marché. That's what Macy's used to be called.
The Bon Marché Day Parade.
The Bon.
Never heard of it?
Marché. I think that's what my grandma always called it.
Maybe your grandma's really? Thinking of like
your grandma called it that?
I think so.
Maybe she's cool. Thinking of like an old department store or something.
Oh, that was Macy's.
I don't know. I'll look into this.
I have to go to Grand Marché.
The
Bon Marché.
The what?
The
Bon Marché.
The Grand Bon Marché.
Bon Marché. That sounds like
they're having a 50% off sale.
Yeah, they stopped calling it that after 9/11.
What'd you say? 9/11?
They stopped calling it that after 9/11.
Oh.
they were just like, all right, I gotta go to Marché. You know what? Fuck it, Macy's.
Yeah, that's what they say. Bon Marché. Hashtag never forget. You know? All right, we'll see you next week.
Bon Marché. Take the troops back from Afghanistan.
Testy?
Testicles?
Estrogen. Testing estrogen.
What's the male? Testosterone? Testicles?
<That's> I'm like, testicle.
Yeah.
Ovaries.
What are male testosterone? what's male? What do male
your testicles,
testicles
hold your testosterone.
We should just,
it's
for
obvious.
Fun, we should just like, or for learning purposes, we should look up like male testicles just like
yeah,
as,
yeah,
as
like,
a joke though
yeah yeah like that'd be so funny like no homo funny.
What if we like made out but like in a straight way like-
Why are we so